Thank you so much for joining us, Clive.
Thank you.
Now, firstly, what exactly does the Morrison government face in regards to the aftermath of the bushfires?
Well, it faces the sense of perhaps a level of distrust from the public about its ability to handle such situations. I mean, obviously, they're natural disasters. No one can predict them. No one can just fix them. But there has been a sense, which was unfortunately exacerbated by the Prime Minister going out of the country on holiday in the middle of one of the peak periods, of the government not doing enough and perhaps not caring enough.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a great look.
No, and in many respects, the Prime Minister, like everyone else, is entitled to have a holiday, but it was very unfortunate timing, and perhaps they should have seen earlier that he needed to rearrange that and return. And instead, what they did is, in a sense, try and almost cover up the fact that he was out of the country, which I don't think went down very well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are some of the challenges that the coronavirus outbreak has caused, and what must be done by the Australian government?
Well, I mean, the challenges are many because, for a start, there's the threat to people's health. If the virus isn't contained and it spreads further than it already has, we've already got cases in Australia. There are measures in place to try and restrict people entering who might be subject to it, but in some ways there's still the question of whether it can be contained and not get out of hand in this country as well as in China and elsewhere. There's also the real threat to tourism and income from that, particularly in states like Queensland, but across the country. And that in turn could have a fairly severe impact on the economic performance of the country. And a lot of this depends on how long the crisis part of the situation goes on for. If it becomes clear before too long that it's being contained, that will all ease. But in turn, there are also then issues about imports from affected countries and exports to them. So there are broader issues about the economy, and, you know, so it goes on. And as you said in your introduction, we're already seeing that the economy isn't performing as strongly as had been predicted just a few months ago.
Yeah, well, speaking of the economy, what economic challenges faced the government in 2020?
Well, the biggest one is clearly the one we've just been talking about, which wasn't even on the horizon until a few weeks ago. And it's just not clear how big a challenge that will become. But before that, there were issues to do with interest rates and growth and the housing market and all the things that go into being able to produce a surplus in the economy, which already had looked like they were under challenge, particularly the rate of economic growth.
Absolutely. And last but certainly not least, what would you say are some other challenges that the government could face in 2020?
Well, one of the biggest ones is clearly going to be from within its own ranks, when we're talking about the government broadly in terms of the coalition between the Liberal Party and the National Party, with the machinations that have been going on within the National Party just recently. even though the challenge from Barnaby Joyce has been knocked back for the moment, these leadership challenges always come again, particularly when there's a leader who doesn't have a very strong standing anyway. So we can expect that over the next few months, or it might even be over the next few weeks, the forces will realign and there'll probably be another challenge. And if that's successful, that could actually call into question the stability of the government itself, because with Barnaby Joyce, if that happened as the leader of the National Party, there's no guarantee that the National Party will stay in a coalition arrangement with the Liberal Party. So the government's very majority could be under threat.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Clive. It's been really, really great having you on the show to talk about this.
Thank you very much.